Today's topic will be Be'ez Hashem Ribbis Devarim. Very interesting, confined topic. Something that could be quite practical, very relevant. Of thanking people and giving brachas to people when they lend you money. It could be a small loan. It could be a loan of $10. It could be a large loan. It depends if you know the person, don't know the person. And it's a very interesting topic, Ribbis Devarim. And we'll see it Lamaisa. And see the practical side of it as well. The Mishnah here...
Just for a moment? Just on money matters?
This is just on money matters, yeah. Yeah, it's only when there's a malva involved, somebody borrows money from somebody, then for him to offer him something extra in words is also going to be considered ribbis. The Mishnah says here, "Ayin heyim bebeiz Rabbi Shimon Omer yesh ribbis devarim." There is a halacha of ribbis devarim, which you're giving interest more than you received in terms of the loan. You give in words. For example, lo yemalei, that the borrower should not say to the lender, "Da kibo ish pleini mimakom pleini." You know, by the way, you know this person, you may need to network with him, you may need to ask him a question, you may need his advice, and you tell him this piece of information. It sounds harmless. All I did was I told him this piece of information. But here the Mishnah says that's going to be usur because of ribbis. Why? So let's just play out the scenario. Here's a person that I'm not well acquainted with him. That all the place would speak out. If it's a friend of mine, I would have told him this information regardless of the fact that he gave me a loan. Then there's no ribbis. Then I'm not giving him extra because of the loan. Ribbis devarim is only I've given him something extra, even though it's only words, I'm giving him extra because of the loan. So for example, this person lent me money. I didn't know him so well. Or even if I didn't know him well, but not normally, go out of my way to give him this extra information. But now that I feel somewhat indebted to him, right? I needed to make a mortgage payment on my house, so I needed a few $1,000s. I was short. I went over to this person. I know he's a Baal Chesed in the community. I went over, asked him if I could borrow this few $1,000s. Sure, no problem. And then a couple of days later, I see that this is information that would help him. So I make it a point to go over to him and say, by the way, this and this person came to town, you may want to go see him. That, the Mishnah says, is usur. Why? Because you wouldn't normally go to this person and tell him that, but why are you doing it? You're doing it because you have somewhat of a feeling of gratitude towards him, and therefore you're giving him something extra than you received. You received, let's say, $3,000 to make the mortgage payment, and you're giving him back $3,000 plus information that could be useful to him. Where do we get this from? The Gemara says over there in Ayin Hem Ebeiz, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Omer, Minayin Lonesha Bechavei Reimona. How do we know that if someone borrows a money from his friend, Ve'enei Rogya Lahaktim Leishalom, like we pointed out, it's only something that he would not normally, under normal circumstances, he would not give this information to the person. He would not go out of his way to say Shalom Aleichem to this person. So how do we know that he's not allowed to be Lahaktim Leishalom, She'osu Lahaktim Leishalom? Talmud Loimar, because the Pasuk says, Neshech, Kol Dovar Asha Yishach. When you're dealing with ribbis, Kol Dovar Asha Yishach, Afilu Dibur Aser.
Even if on the other side, the person might not appreciate it, then, but if you pass me by, you don't even say, hello, how are you, when I gave you a loan.
Good, okay. So that's true. So the Paiskim Armadaik, as you see, the Lashon of the Rambam and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch are almost identical to that of the Mishnah here and the Gemara. And it's true, it's only someone, I'll show you right here, look at the Rambam. And he was not accustomed to beforehand to going over and advancing a Shalom Aleichem to him. Also Lahaktim Lo Shalom.
He's good enough to borrow $3,000 from him, but he's not good enough to go over and be Shalom to him?
No. Again, that's what you have to...
Prior to the kid.
Yeah. prior to the gift, we didn't prepare. Prior to the loan.
To the loan.
Yeah.
You see a guy sitting over there, you don't really know him, he's sitting in shul with you.
Yeah.
You know he's a big Baal Chesed, so you're going to borrow $3,000 and then you're going to ignore him?
No. It's not a matter of ignoring him. Like this. Let's get it clear. Aser lahaktim loy shalom, which means if he comes over to me, I pass him by in shul and he says, good Shabbos, and he says, shalom aleichem, so I could respond, shalom aleichem. No problem with that. But the first Shabbos in shul, after I borrow that $3,000 from this person, and I normally didn't make my way over to his seat to give him a good Shabbos. Minayin aser lahaktim loy shalom, I can't now go out of my way because it was not rogel to do that. I can now go out of my way to give him shalom. We're going to explain a little bit more why, but the simple pshat is because he gave me a $3,000 loan, and now I will give him back the $3,000 loan, and now in the interim I'm giving him something extra. What is that? That I'm going out of my way to give him a shalom aleichem. That constitutes ribis devarim. So severe is this a ribis?
Yeah. And if he would have asked me after giving me the loan, he would ask me for a favor of some sort. It's also for me to do the favor because that would be another form of ribis. I mean, because of
relationship. You mean now the lender asks you for a favor?
I know he's plotting. He comes there. Would you mind, make an introduction to me? Because I can do some business with him. So I mean, if it goes that far, then.
Normal condition, if you're a man without that, you would make an introduction anyway. You would have him not borrow the money.
So maybe because he's Martin, so it's different. If he's Martin, then I can.
Well, again, I think the pshat in them, if he's mocked him to me, shalom, and I give him back, so there's two reasons, you can say really two reasons why that's going to be mutter. Either because the reason you're saying aleichem shalom back to him is only to be courteous. You're not doing it because of the loan, that's number one. And number two, if you want to be even more lumdish, you could say, I'm not giving him something extra. He gave me $3,000 plus a shalom aleichem. I will pay him back $3,000 plus an aleichem shalom. So, even Stephen. But that's the point. He can't get back anything extra from me just because he lent me money.
How about a wave?
Well, you wave to him as you pass by? Again, if it's something that's... forget whose question was before. If this is somebody who I wasn't so friendly with beforehand, but now that I had to sit down and talk to him and borrow $3,000 from him, so now that I sort of get more acquainted with him, so if that's the reason, just to be courteous, I'm saying hello, that'll be permissible. That's fine. But again, it's asa lahaktim lo shalom. I can't now go out of my way and, I hear a piece of information that will be useful to him, and I say, you know what? I feel indebted to this person. I'm going to call him up and give him this piece of information. That is ribis devar.
Just have a clarification. We're still talking about only about money. If you lend me your car or something, there's no issue of ribis.
That's not a halva. That's a she'ela. When you talk about an item, the difference is I'm returning the same thing I got back. Right. Right. So lend me your car or give me a matana of money. Doesn't, it's not included. So only when it's talking about a halva. Yeah. Avah, which means I give something to someone in terms of money or items that he's going to pay back something, he'll pay back in money or pay back something else. Yeah. So now, the Isser of Ribbis Devarim, when you see this Gemara, it says, Neshek kol davar asher yishach avi ledibur aser. Does that strike you as a deraisa or the rabbanon? The second Marimakum, second citation here. Gemara says in Minayin Lanesh Mechaver Amon, if you lend money, the Ainu Rogel Lahaktim Leshalom, it's Aser.
Right.
Seems Deraisa. It's a pasuk. You bring me a pasuk. It seems like a little bit stretch from the pasuk called Dover Asher Yishach. Anything that you bite him with, and is anything that you will. Take more money than you gave, but nonetheless, it's saying afilu dibur aser. However, the Ran, and I would say most Rishayim, learned it's only to the Rabbanon. The Ribbis Devar Mesot Rabbanon, and this pasuk will be in Asmachta Balma. We're using this pasuk as some support, but really, the basis of it is only mid Rabbanon. And the Ran says this in Ksubas Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. I don't have it here in the Mar Mechaimis. But the Ran says clearly when it's talking about do you have Ribbis on Karka, and it's that the Ribbis on Karka, the Gemara says, is not mina Torah. The Ran says, but it's still asur mid Rabbanon. Because, and it says even pachas mishava pruta, Meaning, midaraisa, it has to be that you're paying him back something that's worth a shavar pruta. But Ran says, even something less than shavar pruta, still will be asim derabbanan. Why? The loy gora mi ribis devarim. Because it can't be worse than ribis devarim. So you see from the Ran, the ribis devarim is only asir midarabbanan. And that the chokhmah, son of passing like that also, most rishonim learn is asim derabbanan. Now there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin says, daf chesam beis. We're going to cite here that on the next page, the Tosfos. But let me just tell you what the Gemara says first. This is the second to last Mara Malkum on the page, on page number 2, at the bottom. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Minayin lebal choyv shekayna mashkein. How do we know that a bal choyv, which means have somebody who lent somebody money, and he takes a mashkin, he takes collateral in order to be to have security that the loan will get paid back. So the Torah's case is an ani needed a loan, so he borrowed from the ashir, and the ani didn't have too much collateral. What did he give him? He gave him his pillow. He gave his pillow as collateral. This is my one pillow. You can have it as collateral to make sure I pay back the loan. Says the Torah that every night you have to give back the pillow so he could sleep with it. Now this Baal Chayv who took this pillow as a mashkein, how do I know? The Torah says, how do I know that the halacha is that when he takes that pillow as collateral, that it becomes his? He is now the owner. So the Gemara says, because it says that you give back the mashkein at night, and it will be considered a tzedakah on your part. Okay, I lent the money and I have the mashkein, and when I return the pillow at night that he can sleep on it, it's considered a righteous act on my part. It's considered tzedakah. Now says the Gemara, if I'm not cleaning the mashkein, where's the tzedakah? Where's the tzedakah by giving it back to him? It's not mine, it's his. I'm just giving it back to him to sleep with. That's the Gemara.
He still has your loan. That's what the tzedakah is. You're giving it back to him. He hasn't returned the loan, but yeah, he's giving back his pillow.
Oh, but I'm giving back his pillow. I mean, so the mere fact that I could really keep his pillow as collateral and I'm giving it back, maybe that should be the very good. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos asks, it's tzedakah minayim. Gemara says, if it's not his, if he's not the owner, then where's the tzedakah? Vim Tosfos says, Tosfos, ikit tzedakah. Mimashi yachzer lo l'shachev alav. Why isn't that considered a righteous deed? Why isn't that considered tzedakah? That I was able to keep his mashkein, but I give it back to him every night to sleep with. That's my act of tzedakah. That's what Tosfos asks. The Yeshloimar answers Tosfos that really the pasuk is the raya that a bal chayv is kind of the mashkein is not really from the fact that it says it's tzedakah, but the daig midichsiv v'shachav b'salma soi uveirachecha. You give it back, he will sleep with his either pillow or his blanket, and he will give you a bracha. And if the lender is not kain of the mashkein, if I don't actually own that blanket, im kain kishemivarche ha'ani, when the ani will give me a bracha, havalei ribis devarim. So it says Tosfos, so it must be, here's the cheshbon, must be like this, that when I take that blanket as collateral from him, the Torah says it becomes mine, I'm the owner. And therefore, when I give him the blanket, and he says, oh, you should be gebenched because you gave me my blanket for a night, he's giving me a bracha, why? Not for the loan, he's giving me a bracha because I gave him a matana. Why did I give a matana? Because it's my blanket. Now if it was his blanket, says Tosfos, then I'm giving him back his blanket, this, and he's giving me a bracha because of the fact that there's a loan over here, and I'm giving back his blanket. That would be usher. That's ribis devar. So Tosfos, even the Gemara says from ulchati etzdaka, it's not really ulchati etzdaka. It's really from v'shacha b'sal masoi uverachek.
Why can't that be a matana?
Again, the our original case. I borrowed $3,000 for you, and I normally wouldn't say shalom aleichem. I go out of my way to say shalom aleichem. So what? So why am I saying shalom aleichem? That's due to the loan.
Yes, but here we go. Why can't we apply this Tosfos?
Because here, and this, I hear by the Tosfos, I'm giving the ani a matana. So he's allowed to give me a bracha for a matana. But here I'm giving you a bracha of shalom aleichem
as a matana.
No, of course I'm giving you as a matana. But I'm giving to you because of the loan.
Isn't he not giving back the pillow as a loan too?
No.
He took a loan. He gave him the ani money.
Right.
So he takes the pillow.
Right.
He gives it back as a matana. That's why the bracha is not devarim ribis.
Ribis devarim, yeah.
Because he's not tanaim, he's giving him matana from that which he's dealing with the loan.
Right, he's giving him matana, but that's the lender giving him matana. You're talking about the borrower giving him matana, right?
So you're saying
the lender, of course, can give him a ton. If I lent him $3,000, now I want to give him something extra, I'm allowed to do that.
That's why I can't be lahakti.
That's right. You can't initiate the Shalom Aleichem. Yes.
So if I tell you I'm going to lend you $3,000, you say, bless you. Say, oh, I can't lend you.
Not exactly. Why? Because you never gave me the loan yet.
So if I give you the loan and then you say, bless you.
If you give me the loan, I say, bless you. You should have a lot of nachas from your children. You should become rich. Oh, sir. Ribbis devar.
What do I do then? Do I take the $3,000? Because it's ribbis. I'm liable also, right?
You mean after that fact? But since it's only, like we said before, from the Ran, the Chokhmah Sodom, the Ribbis devar is the Rabbanon, in that case, there's also nothing to return. Usually when Ribbis devar, right, so you have to return it. Ribbis the Rabbanon usually don't have to return it. And here he is not, huh? I don't think there's no harm or help done anything in that.
No.
Yeah. Let me just point out one other thing. Remember one other thing that the Birka Yosef says. Okay? The Birka Yosef says in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach, just like your case, that prior to the loan, you're allowed to exchange words, you're allowed to give him a blessing. After the loan is paid, you're also allowed to. In other words, this person lent me $3,000 for my mortgage payment, right? I paid him back a month later. Now, after I pay him back, I'm happy and I have gratitude to him, but the loan is paid, I'm allowed to now go over to him and say Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because there's no more loan anymore. The loan is done. So the Brick Yates says why? I mean, his proof is, he says, because if not... Let me just give you the lashon of the Birkei Yosef. It says, "The loisol kedaitach timpam achas lova mimenu yosol lahatim leishol kol yomav." The zed dover shein leishaker. I once lent $100 from somebody, because I was in need. So that's it for the rest of my life. I can never go over out of my way. It's only during the period of the loan. That's the big case.
Question. 2 months later, can you pay $100 interest? $100? Of course not.
You mean could you pay interest after?
Yeah, I'll pay the interest. It's 0% down in the next 12 months.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But by a regular ribbis, when they're paying back money, I can't pay them $100 now for the loan and then $25 extra a month later. That's true. But in terms of ribbis tavarim, that's only viewed, certainly if it's only the Rabbanan, it's only during the time of the loan, it's also to do that.
In this case, we want to use this pasuk from Berachah to sort of back into the logic that it must be Ribbis Devarim. When Ribbis Devarim himself was learned out from an Asmacha,
So you see from Taisvis, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kevitz Shiurim here in Kedushin, you see from Taisvis that Taisvis holds that Ribbis Devarim is the Eiraisa. So don't smack that. It's a beferish pasuk. Ribbis devarim is aser mederaisa. Now, frek the kavis shurim. If so, he says, I don't understand it. You're telling me you have a pasuk over here, Taisus. You tell me the pasuk says v'shacha b'salmosev uverachecho. He's going to give you a bracha, and it must be that the Torah itself is indicating that if not for the fact that I owned it, it would be ribbis devarim. So it must be I owned the mashke, and if I'm giving him only a gift, I'm not giving him his pillow back or his blanket back. So the Rabbi Chanan asks, how could it be deiraisa? Number one. That's all over the Gemara in Nezeu Nashach and Azov. It's mefurish that in order to constitute ribbis the Iraisa, it has to be ribbis ketsutza. That means it has to be have been stipulated beforehand. I'll give you $1,000 and you'll pay me back $1,200. Right? You don't say here, I'm going to lend you this money, but you have to give me a bracha. No one stipulates they have to give him a bracha. The only out of the goodness of his heart is he give him a bracha. So it's not ribbis ketsutza. That's number one. Number two, says Rabbi Chanan, you need both neshech and tarbis, as the psukim interchange between neshech and tarbis. Tarbis means you give him something more, and neshech, the lashon of biting, that he loses something. He borrowed $100, now he has to pay back the 100 plus 25 extra. You have to lose something. Here, the leiv is not losing anything. If I give him a bracha, I'm not losing anything. So it's not ribbis ketzutz, it's not made up beforehand. And also there's no loss in the part of the loiva. How could it be ribbis deiraisa? That's what Rabbi Chanan asks, and he says tzarechin. Not going to be ribbis deiraisa. Now certainly Rabbi Chanan's understanding is, that Tosfos holds, ribbis devarim is deiraisa. So I saw the Sefer Chut Shani from Rabbi Nissen Kirelitz. He says like this. He says, first of all, even if you want to assume that Tosfos is indeed of the opinion that ribbis devarim is deiraisa, let's go with Rabbi Chanan's assumption. Ribbis devarim is deiraisa. You have a pasuk like that. He says, but still, I could still understand why ribbis devarim be deiraisa, even though it's not kotzutz, hasn't been made it beforehand, and even though the leiva, the borrower, is not losing anything out. Why is that? She says, because ribbis could be, I mean, even menatera, there could be two aspects to the issur of ribbis. One is that the Torah said, if one Jew is lending another Jew money, the borrower cannot have a feeling of indebtedness towards the lender, towards the malva, and the sense that, you know, he lent me money and I really owe him even just more than paying him back. It has to be viewed as, he did me a chesed, he gave me money, I'll pay the money back. He gets a mitzvah of in kesef talves ami, I was in need so I got that chesed. But I can't feel indebted to have to give him back something more than I received myself. So if I only received the $3,000 for the mortgage payment, I can't have a feeling of having to pay him more than I received. And therefore, if I'm going to actually thank him for it, if I'm going to give him a bracha for it, then there's a sense that I feel I have to give him more, and that's the issur ribbis devarim. Then there's another part of ribbis, and that is that if actually I paid him more than he lent me $3,000, and I'm going to pay him $3,000 plus $200 extra, that money is ribbis, and that money is gezela. It's gezela in the malva's hand. And that's why the halacha is that when you have ribbis deiraisa, the malva has to give back the money. Why? Because it's stolen money in his hand. So there's two parts to ribbis. There's the ribbis part where there's the part where the loiva feels indebted towards the malva, and in that part of it, even if you say it's deiraisa in that part of it, therefore if I have to give him something extra, if I have to give him a bracha, that's going to be usher what the Torah didn't want that sort of feeling to be. Then there's another chelik of ribbis which sort of has a Hilchas Mamonis Chelik of Ribbis, that if I actually give him some extra money, that's considered that it was Gezela in his hand. That's only Asim Deraisa if it was stipulated beforehand, and it's something that I lose out on, which means I lose the $25 that I gave him extra for the $100 loan. And in that case, it's Gezel Biyodav, and he has to return it. So that's how Ramiz Karel says, maybe that's how you could understand, at least Tosfos Shita, that Ribbis Devarim would be Deraisa. But then he says like this. Hopefully it's not too confusing. So far, okay? We're all on the same page? Okay. Then he says like this. He says, very schwer to say that Tosfos is a pshita would be that ribbis devarim is actually deiraisa. Why? He says, first of all, most Rishonim learn is the Rabbanan. Like we said before from the Ran, the Chok Masada Pasuk like that. That pasuk that we brought is only an asmachta. So it's difficult to understand that Tosfos would hold ribbis devarim just to give the person a bracha or to go out of your way and say shalom aleichem to him, that would be asur min ha-Torah. So he comes up with an ingenious way of of learning Taisvis. It's this Taisvis and Kedushin again. This two-liner over here comes with an ingenious way of learning what Taisvis means. Okay, again, just what does Taisvis say? Taisvis says, the Gemara says that how do we know the Baal Chayv, the lender, acquires the Mashkein, he owns the Mashkein, he's only giving a Matana, because if not, Taisvis says, because when he gives back the Mashkein, and if it's not, was not mine, so if he gives me a bracha in return, that bracha will constitute Ribbis Devarim. Says Rav Niskarel like this. There's a famous Taz. Taz is brought in one place as Yeridei, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Taz says like this. We know that throughout the Gemara, we have sometimes with a Chachamim have the power to overturn a Dairaisa. Something that the Torah didn't say is Asr, and the Chachamim have a Koyach to put in place, we're going to say it's Asr. Or maybe sometimes we're going to say it's Mutter. The Taz says we have a rule, and that is that the Chacham will only come along where the Torah didn't say Aser or Mutter. The Chacham come along and institute new things, or make new gzeiros. But if the Torah says explicitly that something is Mutter, the Chacham will never come along and say it's Aser. So says the Taz. Okay? If the Torah explicitly says something is mutter, the Chacham will never come along and say something is asr. For example, one example, the Taz brings in Arachayim Simen Tov Kuf Pei Ches, and that is by in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. We know that Shabbos, your Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar, right? Now, Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Chacham came along and said, no, don't blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Don't take a lulav if Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Why not? Because you may come to carry. Maybe somebody will have to go learn how to blow the shofar or shake the lulav. He may carry. So they said, don't do that. Says the Taz, why don't we say that when there's a bris milah on Shabbos? Why don't we say the same thing? Shema yavirenu dalad amis b'shus harabim. Maybe someone will go, he has to learn how to do the milah on his son. He may go take the knife and go to a mayel's house and to teach me how to learn. Yeah. So the Ran already in Shabbos answers it with a different teretz. But says the Taz, according to my yisayin, my principle, this is the pshat. Why? Because here the Torah says, Uva yom ha-shmini yumom b'sar alas, and Gemara says, Uva yom ha-shmini, even on Shabbos. So when the Torah explicitly says, you may do milah on Shabbos, the Chacham will never call him and say, don't do it. The Torah never says take lulav on Shabbos. It says take lulav the first day of Sukkot. They didn't deal with Shabbos. Blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They didn't deal with Shabbos. The Chacham have the power to stop that. But when something explicitly is mutter min haTorah, the Chacham will not come along and stop it. Okay.
The Chacham aren't saying that the Nil is
also.
They're saying that the carrying is
also. Right. But the Taz is saying the Chacham will never make a gzeirah on something which the Torah said explicitly is mutter.
But they're not making a gzeirah. The milah, they're making it there on the carrying. The Chazal could say, make sure you prepare your zemo before it.
So you want to say, well, you still could do Mila, but you have to have some precautions.
Yeah.
But that's not what they did. That's not what they said by Lulav or Rosh Hashanah. They abolished it entirely. So that's his kasha. Why don't they abolish it entirely? Yeah, it's like for example, the Ran answers something. The Ran answers that Lulav and Shofar is Lakol Nitnu. Means everybody has to take a Lulav. So for all the Kai, so we're worried someone may forget. Mila, you're talking about a very few cases, and you only talking about probably a mile, so they weren't too concerned about that those few people are involved, and indeed we'll take care. But that's what the Taz says. Taz says, since it says beforeish that you're allowed to do bris meal on Shabbos, your Chacham will not come along and say, oh, we're Zero, we're worried about it. Fine. So he says like this. Now we have to go back into Ribbis. Indeed, Ribbis is Aser Midirabonon. Okay? Means Ribbis is Aser. Ribbis Devarim. Sorry, yeah, thank you. Ribbis Devarim is only Aser Midrabanan. Okay? They felt, you know, this is also giving back something extra, is Aser. However, if the Torah somewhere would say explicitly that you are allowed to do Ribbis Devarim, that you're allowed to give a bracha to your malve, to the lender, then how could a Chacham come along and say it's Aser? So he says, what Taisus really is doing is like this. Taisus is proving that the Torah never permitted beferish that ribis devarim is mutter. What's the rai? The Torah never permitted it beferish, because the Torah says, the Ashi will give the Ani back his blanket at night to sleep with, and the Ani will give him a bracha. That means the Torah is saying that the Ani is allowed to give a bracha to the Malva. He means that Ribis Tavarim is mutter. That's what the Torah is saying, Ribis Tavarim is mutter. He comes along, the Gemara says no, because since the Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkain, since the Malva is now the owner of this Mashkain, he's not returning the Ani's blanket, but he's giving the Ani a matana of a blanket, and that's why the Ani is allowed to give him a bracha. So in other words, what Taisus is really doing is Taisus is saying the Gemara is trying to prove that Ribis Devarim is not permitted by the Torah. That's the whole purpose here of why do we want to say that Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkein. Because min ha-Torah that Ribis Devarim is not Aser, but also min ha-Torah Ribis Devarim is not Mutter. So that's what Taisus is proving. Don't think that the Torah says Uver Achecha that the Ani is allowed to give a bracha to the Malve, and that would be saying that Ribis Devarim is Mutter. Don't think that's what's happening. Rather, the Baal Chayv owns the Mashkein, he's giving a Matana, the brachas for the Matana, it's not Aser min ha-Torah. Oh, now that it's not Aser min ha-Torah, now I can understand why the Chachamim said Ribis Devarim is Aser.
I thought where this was going was just like it's Aser to violate Shabbos, but Dafka, because the Torah says on Yom Shmini, it's Mutter to do. Here it's Aser Ribis Devarim, but because it says in this point case that you can be Mavarech, that it's Mutter.
Now you would think this telling me that it's Mutter.
It's Mutter, so that's why you know it's Aser, because in this one case.
No, Kamash Malan, that here what he's giving him the Bracha will not be Ribis Devarim. Why? Because the Baal Chayv, the Malve, owns the Mashkein. And therefore the bracha is coming for this matana that he's giving, and not for the return of the item.
Why didn't you learn the other way? It is just like you couldn't...
It's awesome what? Minat Torah?
Yeah, because the reason you can give the bracha here, even though he's giving him back his own Mashkein, is because this is the first pasuk that says, just like Yom HaShmini allows you to go ahead and do Mila on Shabbos, this is why in this case you can...
Oh, yeah. You could have said it that way, but that's what Taisus is saying. The Gemara is saying that we want to learn that Baal Chayv is kind of the Mashkein, and there's no Ribis Devarim happening. So at first we learned that Taisus is just saying there's no Isser Ribis Devarim in this scenario. And now the way Reb Nissen Keres is learning that what Taisus is trying to accomplish here, the Gemara is trying to accomplish, is that don't think the Torah is permitting Ribis Devarim. And once you have that, then we go to the Gemara and Bar Mitzvah and say, by the way, Ribis Tavarim is Asher Midrabana.
So I'll be halakha then that you give me $100,000 and I give you a house as collateral. That house becomes yours until I get paid.
Correct. That's right. The Malva then owns the house until the loan is repaid. That is correct. Right. Yeah. But when he's being a raya, that's an accepted understanding, even today. Day, right. Oh, the one exception. Okay. Fine. So now, the big shaila here in the Paiskim, now that we've established Ribis Devarim is Aser Ol Midrabanan, and that's how the Ran learned, and I'm saying really Taisus can learn like that, Chok Masada Patsan like that, but it's Aser Midrabanan. So what was the Aser? So we served two cases. Let's look in the Ram, and he gives another case. Let's go to the third Mara Makam on page 1. The Rambam. Amal ves chaver lo yemelo. You can't say da. You should know. In boyish plainy, mokum plainy. You can't tell him information that would be useful to him. This information is needed to the malveh. You know, you may want to know that this important person just came to town. You offer him information that will be helpful for him. That's usher if you wouldn't normally do that. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Aliyah Siman Kuf Samach Sif Yud Beis says the same thing. Lo yomer lo hayidieni im boish pleini makom pleini mechein shayre bizdvarim. The Rambam Misha Lava Mechaver Vlahoya Rogel Mikaidim. He was not accustomed beforehand, Lahaktim Lai Shalom, to advance Shalom Aleichem to him. It's also Lahaktim Lai Shalom, Vyain Tsarach Loimar, and it goes without saying, Shi Kalsu Bidvarim. You can't start praising him, or you ask him Lepischai, or you go to, you pay him a visit, all because of this outstanding loan. Shenemer Neshech Kol Dover Afilu Dvarim Asur. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. So a big shaila that the Pesachim deal with, is it permissible to say, thank you? Right? You ask a person, listen, I need to borrow $3,000 for mortgage payment. Sure, come to my office tomorrow, I'll give you a check. Come to his office, gives you the check, and you say, thank you. Right? You've just got $3,000 for him. You will pay him back at the end of the loan, $3,000, and then you just give him something extra. What was that? What extra did you give him? You give him a thank you.
Now, if the loaner says you're welcome, they're even.
Yeah, but it could be it's too late at that point. It's lahaktim lame. If he says first you're welcome, and then you say thank you, maybe that.
In case you're going to say thank you, you're welcome.
Yeah. So the question is really like this: what would we say before we see what the Pesachim say? What would we say is ribbis devar? Why we explain ribbis devar is that I gave the person something extra. So if I give him a bracha. So I've given him something extra, right? Now he has a bracha, even it's a birchas hedyot, but it's something that's valuable. What would we say about the expression, thank you?
It's rugel.
So you want to say it's rugel for anybody. Even if I don't really know the person, it should be ruggle. And you want to say, it's only also lahaktim lo shalom. To go out of my way to say shalom aleichem.
It's the way it all ends.
It's not the lahaktim, I thought that was after the maestro itself. Right? You've given me the loan, then the next day we pass.
Yeah, right.
But here it's part of the transaction. It's you giving me the loan, and you think it would be in that case.
Oh, connected. Okay, you before you have the check.
No,
after.
You get the check.
He gives you the check, right?
Hours later, I run across the street.
That's different. Why is it different?
Because it's part
okay.
of the transaction.
And David's case before, he gives me the check and I say, you should be gebenched, right? Blessings should come upon your head. That's also should be mutter, part of the transaction. That's not ruggle anymore. That's not ruggle. So
thank you is ruggle.
Thank you is ruggle.
Okay.
So let's see first what Ramesha writes in the tshuva here. Here Chelek Yeredeya Simon. Pay, you're the Aleph Sim Pay. Imutalitan Toda Bisifre. Someone gave somebody a loan to print a sefer, and in one of the first few pages of the sefer, he wanted to give a thanks to this person. Lemisha Hilvuloi Kesef, someone who lent money, Lahatvasa Sifre, to print his sefer. Says Ramesha, Nirlan, he has Daiti, Shabaloshan Toda. That way of saying thanks, just like it's also to say to the malve avur havase because of his loan. So whatever you're not allowed to say, you're also not allowed to write. That's number one that Ramesha says. Ulahatfis and to publish. That you can't do. So whatever will be also to say, you can't put it in print either. But you can write Beloshin Hayda. You want to just mention she is Baruch Minai Shemayim. You want to mention this person should be blessed. Kihu ze emes she is Baruch B'schus Mitzvah Se'agadela. Because the truth is, he really should be blessed. Meaning, you write something to the tune of this person deserves to be blessed because of the good deed that he did, this Mitzvah Gadela that he did. V'nimtze shurak Hayda. It's just a
acknowledgement.
What would you say, Yehida? No, not from that Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is just, you're just publicizing the fact. You're publicizing the fact. You're just mentioning this person deserves blessing because of what he did. It's certainly mutter to publicize such a thing. That this person loaned a significant amount of money. Even though the lender will certainly benefit from the imagine that his kind acts have now been publicized. That's okay. As a matter of fact, we see the Torah itself publicizes good deeds that people do. It may not be in lahaster unless the person is makbid, he wants to keep it private. Even writing and publishing, Rashon Lefarsim, you're allowed to publicize this. You write the following nusach. Bracha nesuno me Hashem yisborach. A bracha should be given from Hashem l'pleini agoim el chesed to this person who does chesed. The hilva and lend money latfasa sasefer. Kach v'kach. I'm not sure why you should write exactly how much he should give. Oy dugma shalnut. Or some similar nusach like that. Shalosh and kizeh hu rak hoida. It's just a publicizing of this. V'sipra divrei emes sheyesh bracha me Hashem yisborach l'pleini shegoma chesed. Said Baal Vahasai. So it seems from Ramesha that by saying thank you, it would be Asir. Even to say thank you in a sefer, I want to thank this person for lending me money to borrow the to publish the sefer. That will be usher. You know, I was faced with this. I had this list of putting out some svarim. So my father-in-law was good enough to lend me the money. Yeah. So, the first sefer that he gave me money for, I understood he's lending me the money to spend. When I get the royalties of from the sefer, I'll pay him back. Yeah? And I wrote a page inside. It wasn't really a page of thanks. It was really just a page that he dedicated the sefer, Lilu Nishmas, his father and his son. Okay. So, but I thought it was a loan, right? Now I probably thanked him for it too. The good thing was that he knew it was not a loan. He knew he'd never get paid back, and already by the second sefer, I knew also it was more of a matana. Not you don't really make so much money, not even enough to pay back those who lend you. But this is a big shaila. So here, Ramesha seems to say it's also even to say thank you, even by way of ksav. That's Ramesha.
But at the time the person gives, that's the time the person gives you the loan, you say thank you, that's the same.
As soon as he gives me the loan, I'm now have the term loive on my head, and here's the term malve. At that point, it's already his usher. That there will be usher.
So yeah. The shots I see, they're all gifts.
Never alone. Oh, those for sure. Yeah, those are sponsorships to Prince Svarim, yeah. And therefore you're allowed to give as much thanks as you want over there, yeah.
But if you say your welcome right away, in the time it takes a lot of rabbi.
You say thank you, he says you're welcome.
That's like being a Maktim Shalom, that person gives you whatever it is, gives you $100,000 to do whatever you want.
And you say thank you.
Say thank you.
Right. It sounds like it's just a matter of courtesy, like Rabbi Lichtenstein said before. Yeah. So Ramesha Sternbach has a small sefer on Hilchas Ribbis. He wants to say that giving him a bracha, you know, praising him, like the Rambam says, giving him information that is awesome. But to say a courteous thank you that's only normal and accepted and cordial, says Ramesha Sternbach, this will be mutter. So we've seen Ramesha Feinstein seems to say it's Aser, and Yibor L'chaim Ramesha Sternbach here wants to say it's Mutter, like the what would seem common logic amongst ourselves that it should be Mutter. Now we go to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach.
I don't understand the reasoning of the Mutter Feinstein. Now that sounds an awful lot like a bracha. That's, we learned this,
Is Aser. Yeah.
How is this not a bracha?
So you're right. He says the bracha is also aser, but in the beginning he says shabaloshin todat by saying thank you, just like it's aser to say, it's aser to write.
Yeah, it's a
hoda,
not a
bracha. No, a hoda, when he's someone of theirs, all you want to do is you want to publicize in the sefer that bracha will come from Hashem on this person for the mitzvah that he did. That you're allowed to do.
Sounds an awful lot like giving a bracha.
Giving him a bracha?
Yeah.
No, if you say, I would like to thank this person for extending a loan to me for publishing the sefer, that will be awesome.
But if we said before, you should be blessed, that you should have nachas for your children, we said before, by the honey, you can't say something like that. That
you can't be. Oh, you think why isn't even publicizing that he should be
with this lashon? I could see the nafkis using a lashon that he should have a bracha from Hashem. It sounds. Semantics.
So maybe you should go like this. Maybe somebody who gives you a loan, according to what Ramesh is saying, you should be mutter to say like this: for the mitzvah that you did of lending money to someone who's in need, Hashem surely will give you a bracha. Right? Maybe that should be mutter. Right? Because you're just saying the fact that he did a mitzvah, and that's okay. But for me to give him the bracha, right? That's different. That I'm giving him something for myself, and he's receiving something extra. That's us. Let's see what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. In the Minchas Shlomim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin. Mavur Bri Gemara V'Shulchan Aruch, the Ribbis Devarim, it's Osir. So you can be Maktim Shalom. Ulofika Kosvo Achreinim, Duhu Adinami Shaloi Yoimer Haloive Lamalve. That the borrower may not say to the lender, Todah. You can't say thank you. The rabbim noigim mishum kach. So a lot of people, what they do is instead, the makom zeh they say tizkul mitzvus. Right? You should merit to do more mitzvus. Well, and he has daiti. He says lo yofa he meisim. They're not doing proper. Ki tizkul mitzvus humamish bracha. V'hainu ribis tavarim k'moishe kosev atayis in kedushin chesam veis. That taisus we learned to say uvei rachach. Right? To give him a bracha tizkul mitzvus is much worse. The yilu amiras todah to say thank you chashvani, that I think the aim b'zeshum iser to just say thank you. Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to say that's not really a bracha. To say give him a bracha, to say tisku lemitzvahs, that you should merit more things, you should have naka, that's a bracha. What's thank you? Thank you, he's not getting anything, right? Really, we should look like that. You're not giving him anything. He's not getting anything extra. Let's get down to where it's underlined. Don't be an ingrate. Don't just walk away and as if nothing happened, as if no one did you a favor. That's what it is. Even the lender, it's clear. He knows that the loiva, the borrower, can't be ingrateful over here. The chayiv shabel avzalitayv, and certainly he's mechuyiv to be makir tayv to him. The litin leschus kedima b'davishen elach shen echasav v'gamini ger lamalva rebach shamamin. He's not gaining anything. He has no monetary gain. The loiva is not losing anything. V'gam mutar alev litin matana lamalva avuzeh. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I would say it's even mutter for the loiva to give a gift to the malva out of gratitude. Not because I'm giving you extra for the loan, but out of gratitude that I have to you. That's what he wants to say. So, umasha also lahaktim shalom haimim nashihu bracha. Because that's giving him a rav. Chain is also to say, by the way, this person came to town, nesha tereyach avuroi. I'm going out of my way to do something good for him. And that's also. But then he ends, Vaim Bizeh Bedarke Chuva, Kufsamach, Is Pezayim Pechez, Mashevi, Bisei Mar Beteira, Verachshai, Veleinoch, Is Chomach Shavzano. He says, but if you look at the Darke Chuva, he disagrees with me. The Darke Chuva says, brings these Svarim, it's even us to say thank you. What's interesting is, this is printed in the first Chelek of Mincha Shloimer of Shlomo Zalman Sefer. There was a letter that circulated in some other Svarim, which I believe is now published in the additional volume to Mincha Shleima, that Shlomo Zalman says that I retracted shortly thereafter. I retracted from this psak. Why? Because I saw the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's the last Maram Malkum over here. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Ribbis Sif Tes says regarding Ribbis Devarim, Vafilu Ladaber Dibur Toiv. Even just to say good things, Bishvil HaAlva, because of the loan, or if he extends the loan, aser. Now we had the commission in the Rambam. Or to thank him, or to be beholden to him, and to be grateful to him, or to give him a bracha, al shel veyu. All of this is aser. So Shlomo Zalman wrote, they have it here in the booklet over here, that the Beis Avad. They have a copy of this letter. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that I printed this first one in the Yarchay Meiria, Avo Miyad Noidali. But right away it was told to me, Vigam Eidel Ahirali, they were Meirat from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And therefore, I retracted what I said, and it's really, even to say thank you would be awesome. So it seems to be a machlokes hapeiskim whether even saying a simple thank you would be aser or not. Let me just conclude what Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed brings a maisa which you may be familiar with. It was the practice of the Bachrim in the Mir Yeshiva in Poland. Before they would go back to Chutz Laaretz, the yeshiva would give them money, probably travel expenses. And then when we'd come back after Bein Hazmanim, they would bring back money and pay it back. So the one who gave out the money was Rabbi Yeruchim, Zatzal Yeruchim Lavovitz, Namir of the Mashkiach of Mir Yeshiva. So Rabbi Shimon Schwab Zatzal went in as a first year bachur in the Mir. He went into the Rabbi Yeruchim to get his loan to go back home. He got the money, and Rabbi Schwab said, thank you. So Rabbi Yeruchim says, huh? What are you doing? Don't you know that's Aser Minatera? It's Ribbis Tevarim? I don't know if he said. Don't you know that's Aser? It's Ribbis Tevarim. You're not allowed to do that. Okay. Obviously he didn't know that. Fine. He went back home, came back, paid the loan. The next man, he went online to get his money. And he took his money and walked out. Rabbi Yochum says, he called him back, you're a kafri taiva? He lend you money? Can you just walk out as if not? So, you know, he didn't know what to say, Rabbi Schwab. So, when Rabbi Yochum saw that, you know, what do you want from me, buddy? So, Rabbi Yochum told him like this. He says, what you have to do is you have to show that really I want to say thank you for this. And I really am indebted and I have a sense of gratitude for lending me the money. But I can't because the Shulchan Aruch says that it's aser. You walked out, you took my psak originally last Bein Hazmanim as if that's it, you just take it and you don't do anything. That's what I saw in you. No, you have to show as if you really would like to say thank you, but you're beholden to the Shulchan Aruch and therefore you can't. That's what you were supposed to do. Two last points. Number one, there is a heter that seems to be in the Velt, and actually the Torah Tamima writes this in Chumash, that one could say thank you for the tircha. I'm not thanking you for the loan, but thank you for the tircha. You went through the trouble of meeting me in your office, to give me an appointment, writing out the check, getting the money from your bank, having to take the check back and deposit it. There's a tircha involved. So there are those who say, thank you for the tircha. That you could do. Or you could do like a Rabbi Yeruchim's suggestion. I would like to say thank you, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't permit me to. My one kasha that I have on that maisa, Ein lemeidim in a maisa, that we know. You can't learn psak halach from a maisa. No, although it would seem that's a good approach. The one kasha I have on a maisa, on this maisa, is like this. The halach is, and the Chut Hashani brings, the halach is that if you get money from a gabbai tzedakah, you're allowed to say thank you. Why? Because it's not his money. He's just distributing the money. He's just in charge of them. It's not his money. I would assume the money that Rabbi Yochum gave was probably the yeshiva's money that he was just advancing to the Talmidim. If so, then really he was allowed to get thanks. So that's a little cash on the mice. Unless you say it was Rabbi Yochum's personal money, which he was giving, and in that case, it was so. Or maybe he just wanted to teach the halacha to the Talmidim. Either case, by a gabbay tzedakah, where it's not his money, it is indeed permitted to give thanks or give bracha. No problem with ribbis to him in that case. Or a banker, right? In that case. Yeah, we just get a loan from that. Where it's not the person's money himself, indeed, it will be mutter. Yeah. Okay.